And of course, now, as I say, we always change direction every hour. We've got two people that we've know quite well and spoken to before. We've got Ethne and John from U3A. Well, Ethne's from about everything that's going around, the community gardens and all sorts of stuff. But we're here mainly to talk about U3A. So welcome to the two of you.
Thank you so much, Alan. Thank you very much.
It's great to have you in. Now, this year is coming up a big year for U3A. We've talked about it before, your 20th year of operation.
It's so exciting. We've already been off to a really good start. We've had a couple of really good events, and I'll hand over to John to speak more about it. But it's one of those years where we get to celebrate what we do, but really importantly, Alan, that we get to really thank and celebrate the people who got us here.
Absolutely.
They've been amazing people over the past 20 years plus, really, 20 years plus, who got us established, got us really well settled in, and, you know, help make it a really vibrant organisation. So I'll hand over to John because he's got lots of ideas bubbling away.
Lots of ideas bubbling away. As Ethne said, we started off really well at the beginning of this year with a special arvo, with a special Friday at 5. And it was an event where we actually had a Michael Parkinson, I don't know if you remember Parkinson, an interview session where Julian Higgs interviewed three people who were back there in 2006.
When it started.
Just talking about their memories of U3A way back then and all that sort of thing. So that was quite special. And
I bet they didn't have the courses that you have now.
No, they didn't. They didn't have nearly as many, but they had some which were really interesting, which have left. For example, they had a Pilates group. They had a yoga group.
Yep.
We don't have a yoga group anymore, but we used to. But I think they started off with about 10 or 12 classes, and a good number of them were taking place in people's homes. Occasionally, they used the senior citizens hall a little bit, I believe. It took them 12 months to actually migrate. They set up their first office in the... I'm getting into history now. We don't want to talk about history.
No, we don't want to waste a lot of time. But anyway,
there were lots of fascinating conversations going on. And the thing which struck me about it is the humour and the fun. And what they recall mostly about it is just how much fun and energy there was, even back then, in those very early days. And I think sort of establishing any organisation is probably one of the most difficult things you can do.
Absolutely.
Picking up the running has its own challenges, but it's not, you know... You have to have a special energy to get things going.
Yep.
So anyway, that was the Friday 5. We then had an Arvo tea recently, where we celebrated it as a high tea.
Bells and whistles. Celebration's going to go a year. You can see that.
Oh, no, well, you're absolutely right, Alan. Yep. We've got all year in mind.
Yep.
We had a great Arvo tea. It was a high tea event. A couple of performances from the choir and Beck's dance
group.
Don't
you dare tell me the Ukes.
No, but I did. It's strange you mentioned that.
No,
I did have a phone call from a Ute player who said, "Why aren't we performing?"
And you said, "Because anyway. Alan won't let us." Sorry.
Anyway, what's coming up? We've got the mid-year dance coming up in May. Winter dance coming up in May. And that'll have a celebratory tone to it all.
Where will that be, John?
In the Yarra Glen Hall.
Are you?
Yarra Glen Hall on 1st of May. So it's not very far away.
It's not far away.
No, it isn't. And so we decided at the beginning of the year that we're going to try and use our key events that we already have in place and make them special.
Yeah.
But the two big things coming up, we're actually putting together a celebratory book, a photo book, an anniversary photo book.
Yeah.
And if I could actually put out a call to anyone who might be listening, who particularly people who might have belonged to the U3A once upon a time in the earlier years but have since left but are still in the community somewhere, we would love to hear from them, because I think it's really important that we capture the story as it unfolded.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be anything particularly significant, but it might be a memory.
People will have their own memories.
It might just be a moment in time when they said, look, I had a fantastic time with somebody doing this with me.
Yeah.
Or it made all the difference to my life because it introduced me to something new I hadn't tried before. Yep. But we all know about that now, but we'd love to hear from people who have perhaps been members of the U3A and are still in the community, but have, for one reason or another, decided to do other things in their lives. Yep. So that's the anniversary book, and we're going to launch that in September at our anniversary luncheon, which we've...
So you've got a luncheon coming up too?
Luncheon in September, yes, September the 18th, last day of Term 3. And it will be a very special occasion. It'll be held in the Mimo. That's already booked.
Ooh, that's all right.
Catering's all sorted out, and it will be a great function, a great attempt to celebrate what's been, I think, one of the more exciting stories that I've been involved with.
Oh, absolutely. 20 years is something really worthwhile.
And as Ethne said, it's not only celebrating what we do now, because there's plenty of that going on, but it's most importantly, I think, for me, I've got a personal interest in this, celebrating all of those people who made an effort, all those people who got us to where we are now.
John, I've got to ask you, the extravaganza, which we'll talk about in later interviews, not today, but is that going to be specially written as a 20-year one, or is that just going to be a normal production?
It will be a slightly different production, but it won't be. It hasn't been written, or it's being written as I speak, I think, but it is not a celebratory. It's a 20th anniversary flavour to it in any way, although... It could be interpreted. It's actually two grandparents, the story of two grandparents reflecting on their lives and talking to their grandparents about all the things that they went through and all the challenges that they had and it picks up through song and dance and if you remember things like Happy Little Vegemites and a whole range of things. It picks up the story of these two grandparents who are talking to their grandchildren about the life that they have led over the last 70 years.
Well, that sounds true. I've got to go to a break, but I've also got to say, if you hadn't been there as the director of the last show, things might have been a little bit different.
You think you're pretty good?
Yeah, mate, I do.
But you're not. What about Wollongong, hey?
Way to Wollongong, Geelong, Currajong, Mullumbeety, Mittagong, Malong, Grongong, Windawindi, Yarra, Boondah, Wellingar, Taramar, Bogabike, Underground, Narrabike, Tinderbell, Galgong, Adelong, Billabong, Cabin, Wonderwang, Greta, Coolangatta, Parramatta. What's the matter?
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert's bare, man. I've breathed the mountain air. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
I've been to Edelong, Dainong, Woodamong, Ballarat, Canberra, Millbury, Gunnabat, Cumcuck, Longcurry, Overmoat, Carrigo, Gerwin, Terrigal, Finnegal, Kingaroy, Narrabeen, Bendigo, Dorogo, Magnolo, Indibilly, Gurubilly, Yerimbilly, Woolindilly, Dope Silly.
I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare man, I breathe the mountain air. Travel, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere.
talking to Ethne and John from U3A. And we're talking about their 20th year, and John mentioned it too. If you've got old photos, old memories of, because you were part of the early days of U3A or anywhere along the line, shoot a message to them. I'm sure they'd love to talk to you and find out more about it and let them make the decision whether it's something they want to put in their book. Ethne, you want to talk about the choir's been doing some stuff.
Before we do that, can I just quickly say that if they want to contact, if they want a number to contact, just to get some more information about how to do about it, ring 0490.
Hang on, 0490.
917.
917-975.
That will take you through to the secretary.
Yep.
But nevertheless, that will then get the process in action.
Sounds good to me. 0490-917-975.
Good
idea. Now, Ethne, tell us about the choir, what it's been up to.
The choir is just going really well at the moment. Thanks, Alan. We've got a really exciting event on the horizon.
Yep.
So Yarra Valley Singers, which is a really established, really well-respected choir, has invited us to be part of their annual event. So very excited. Yes, we are super excited. Belinda's a fantastic choir leader and director, and she's really generous. So each year she reaches out to other choirs to be part of what they're doing, because they do so much during the year. So, you know, it's wonderful that she always, you know, extends their hand to other choirs. So their annual event will be at the Memo on Saturday the 12th of September this year. It's usually an afternoon event. So we've been invited along to have about 15 minutes of our own material, but then also sing together with a choir, you know, two or three songs, which will be really exciting for us and great to get onto the stage with that choir.
What's the theme of the day? Is there any particular theme or...?
Not at this stage. Belinda has chosen some material, but we haven't been directed in a particular way around the material we choose.
Yep.
So I think it's still early days. I think we can still, you know, sort of shape the themes.
It's a fair way to, before you need to get onto it, isn't it?
Exactly, exactly. But it's, you know, it's a wonderful event for choirs and for people who enjoy performance to come along. So we thought, you know, it's good to kind of get the word out there early to show, you know, that... this great collaboration is taking place. And
that's on the 12th of September.
12th of September. And because it'll be another busy year, we're always so busy in Healesville. We'd be at the memo in Healesville on Saturday the 12th of September. But to save the date, you know, it's always important to get things in your diary early, because we're a busy community, as you well know.
Absolutely. You've got plenty coming on. Now, tell me, you've got something coming out about ageing well.
Yeah, so this is another exciting collaboration. Yep. So U3A Healesville is one of the leads on this new event called Preparing to Age Well. Yep. We're doing that in collaboration with Yarra Rangers Council and also groups like Caledonia Dementia Care and the Mental Health.
We've interviewed them. Yep.
Oh, fantastic. Yep. They're a wonderful outfit. And the Mental Health and Wellbeing Local Group, who provide free mental health support services throughout the Yarra Rangers. But, you know, if there have been so many conversations with our members and others around how do you manage the unexpected? You know, you don't really know what's on the horizon or what might be coming up
and
for you.
And it can change overnight.
Yeah. So what support do you need? Not just legal services and health services, but what are the, you know, preventative things we can do?
Yeah.
And so we'd be calling it Preparing to Age Well, so that it's not sounding too dramatic. It's not sounding, you know, too, you know, difficult, but just things that would be helpful in terms of, you know, managing your brain health and managing your physical health. But if things change, what services might I need? You know, and we've certainly had members who've had, you know, big dramatic changes in their life, and suddenly they're having to pack down houses or find, you know, very specialised health support, that kind of thing. So who do you need around you? You know, who can you turn to? What, you know, what numbers do you need to have in your fridge? That kind of thing. So we want it to be practical, but easy conversation. So not scary. We don't want anyone to feel the least bit, you know, like it's a scary thing to be, you know, looking down the track a little bit.
Sometimes, if you're prepared, it's not scary.
Yes.
Because you know exactly what you want to do or what you should do, whereas if all of a sudden you hit a brick wall and a partner dies or something,
yes,
all of a sudden you need to know what to do.
Exactly. And also who you sort of want in your close circle. I think that's one of the things that we certainly pick up from our conversations with our members. Is who do you need around you? You know, is it family first, family or and some friends, you know? So just even knowing who you want in that inner circle and what they can do for you.
Yep.
So those are very important conversations. This will be open to the entire community. So we're hoping that, you know, families will come, not just, you know, older people, but, you know, bring your family. What are some of the conversations you might need to have? You know, who's going to help, you know, ask questions, write things down, maybe put a little folder together. So just make it really practical and, you know, so and helpful to people really of any age.
And I guess the other thing too, and I know a number of people are doing this now, is you need to know when to downsize because you can leave it too late.
Yes.
And you're not physically able to do it.
Correct. And it becomes overwhelming.
Yeah.
And also because you're still raw, you're still going through whatever the big event is.
Yep.
And then to suddenly have to do that amount of work is it can be overwhelming.
Oh, I think it's a terrific idea. All right, I'm going to take a quick break and we're going to be back with more with John and Ethe talking all about the Healesville U3O.
Will she so come?
Was Glenn Shorrock and the Bushwhackers, but Steve, if you were listening, they sounded very much like the great Johnny O'Keefe and So Tough. So, yeah, I actually, towards the end, I thought it was Johnny O'Keefe. Anyway, we're talking to John and Ethne from the U3A. Ethne, you want to go back a little bit about the ageing well and talk about dementia care?
Thank you so much, Alan. Yes, one of the really important topics that comes up for us at U3A Healesville and beyond. Questions really around dementia, you know, so what are the early signs, you know, what do you do if you, you know, if your partner starts, you know, showing signs of dementia, whilst obviously we're not, you know, dementia specific in the work that we do, we are certainly part of a group that would be more concerned about dementia than perhaps many others. And just to, you know, perhaps for people to show their interest in preparing the Age Well Expo, people are more than welcome to email info@healesvilleu3a.org.au just to say, you know, they've heard about it and, you know, they'd be really interested to find out more about the event. And I'll repeat the our generic phone number for us. It's 0490 917 975. That's managed by a secretary and she will then, you know, let us know if anyone's...
And can you give us the email address again, please? Info
at healesvilleu3a www.ballarat.org.au.
Yep.
And again, just if people are, you know, interested, they can let us know, and then it's really good for us to know if there are any particular topics that people are interested in, and then we can make sure that we, you know, include that in the day.
Absolutely. I mean, you want to make it as inclusive as you can, don't you? And if someone's got something else that they really would like to know about, why not?
Exactly. And it's one of those things, if, you know, somebody's asked a question, it's quite likely that many others, you know, want to ask the same question.
And you've still got a while to do it. It's not like it's all set in stone, is it?
Exactly. So I'll actually be chatting to the council right after this interview, and so we're going to start our planning now. So this is really timely for us to get the word out there, and if people want to, you know, let us know what topics of interest to them or some of their life experiences they've been through that would then their learning would be helpful for others, then that's really going to help us all.
Do you think this will become a yearly event, or is it more a one-off?
Good question, Alan. At Youth Radio Healesville, we're certainly committed to being a trusted voice for seniors. We're certainly committed to our community connections and working with other organisations. So we're always looking for opportunities for this kind of collaboration. So to collaborate, again, with the council, or it could be with anyone else in the community, but for us to have an annual event that really focuses on some of these, you know, more serious, you know, topics around ageing and ageing well, then I think that would be, you know, great for us and for the community.
Pardon me, I think it's a great idea because whether we like it, we are an ageing community, and we're not just talking about U3A, we're talking about just the population in general. We are an ageing community, whether we like it or not.
Exactly. And when John mentioned before, you know, that some people who are still here in Healesville but may not be members of U3A anymore, some of those decisions might have been around things like my mobility isn't great anymore. I can't drive as much as, you know, I won't drive as far anymore. So people become more isolated. They may not be getting the services they need. And certainly U3A, as we've, you know, said so many times, provides that social connection. It's, you know, it's all of those protective factors that keep us, you know, connected and a bit healthier, a bit longer. So to have this kind of event once a year or so really is a good message out to the whole community.
Absolutely. And the other thing too, I've been reading a little bit about, I do a bit of research, they say that one of the biggest problems once you get over 70 is falling over. And if people, there are exercises around that can help. I don't say it's going to cure it, it's not going to stop it, but there are exercises that sort of get your body a bit more or stronger in parts, and so therefore the likelihood of falls diminish. Not they don't go away, but they do diminish.
It's critical. And so, you know, that's just a nice segue to some of our movement, you know, and well-being courses. Yep. But certainly anything that involves, you know, sort of dance, exercise, cycling, walking are really beneficial. But you're absolutely right, Alan, and becomes a bit of a feedback loop is that if you start to get cautious and you reduce your gait, so you're actually taking smaller steps, you're actually increasing your risk of falls.
Yep.
So then it becomes kind of self-fulfilling. So if you actually are part of classes or groups where you are purposefully, you know, exercising your, you know, using your feet, calf, knees, hips, you know, really, really well, you're feeling confident, you're feeling more balanced, you're taking bigger strides and more confident, then it improves, you know, it improves your overall balance and well-being.
I've talked to John about this, and probably you too, that if you said to some an older person, I want you to walk around the block 20 times, they probably wouldn't do it, and yet they'll get 10 times more exercise if they go along to one of your dancing sessions. And they'll enjoy it. Yep. They'll really say, gee, that was really, because it was a lady that lived beside my father years ago. And she was an elderly lady, and she was as fit as, because she went dancing 3 times a week.
Yeah.
And yet if you'd have said to her, you need to go for a walk for an hour a day, she'd have said, oh, I'm not doing that.
But dancing is more than just movement, isn't it? It's cognitive as well. I mean, when you're dancing with somebody or you're dancing to music, you're using your brain, working out steps and relating to the other person and so on. So there's all sorts of things that are going on at that time. But, you know, talking about movement, I mean, one of the things we've got not only bike riding, which perhaps is a particular skill, but even almost every day two or three times a week, I will see a group of U3A members going for a walk. And you'll find them sort of walking along, walking down the street through Healesville, yep. up Dawn Road, sort of coming back back down Badger Creek Road and so on. And they're not just walking, they're talking. So there are conversations going on everywhere. And I think even for somebody who's just looking to get out and about a little bit and doesn't feel confident
yep.
in sort of some of the more vigorous movements like dancing, perhaps, and exercise and music and what have you,
yep.
if you just want to get out and walk with some friends or walk with some people and start talking and yep. start chatting, you'll suddenly find that you're not very far off joining a coffee group.
Yep, yep.
And on it goes from there.
Totally agree. And the other thing is, too, that the more that you get out with a group, I mean, let's face it, and I know you and I have talked about this many a time, John, is social isolation. Mm. And one of the things, if you can get out and walk with other people, the benefit for that, I mean, my doctor, he and I have talked about it dozens of times because of what I do on this show, and he just said it's just imperative. You know, you can't isolate. You can't just sit at home all day. It's never going to end well.
And, you know, and one of the beauties of living in a place like Healesville, and I was just reflecting on this morning, because as I was walking down to have my hair cut, I hope you noticed when I walked in. But as I was walking down from home to town to get my hair cut, yep. I walked past three or four of our members, and there they were standing in Queen's Park
yep.
having a lovely chat. And I could see from, you know, they'd been walking a little bit and they'd stopped yep. and they're having a bit of a chat because they passed somebody with a dog. And, you know, and I thought, isn't Healesville a wonderful place to be? The sort of opportunities with the environment we've got.
Yep.
And the closeness of the associations too, the number of people we have had join our group and prior to that had been perhaps sitting in a lounge room at home yep. watching television,
yep.
but then suddenly find themselves linking up with people in Coles and wherever it might be. You can't walk down the street without saying hello to somebody.
And that's imperative. Mm. That is really imperative. Apart from coming to the U3A and getting involved in the courses, I would say that when you walk down the street or you see someone in a coffee shop, you go in and talk to them. And yep. I think that's really imperative for people to do that.
It's fantastic. And what we also find is that our members will encourage their friends to become members.
Oh,
so
yeah.
one example is we've got a fantastic woman at the community garden, a brilliant gardener. I've known her for a long time and never knew that she plays the mandolin. But another friend from the garden said, I've just joined the choir. Come join the choir. And was that encouragement? Yep. Was that encouragement to, you know, come along? And it's like that wonderful thing that people have got all these skills, these, you know, talents and experiences that they might have parked for a little bit because their life's busy with something else.
Yep.
Then somebody encourages them, come along to U3A, and that all just fires back up again. So, you know, just that little bit of a nudge. And
you're
something
and
can
you're
change.
No longer in social isolation. Got to take a break, and then we've been talking all about what U3A does. So between FA and John, they're going to tell you about some of the brilliant courses they run.
Ready?
Ethne and John from U3A. John, you want to tell us about quickly about a group that you're involved in?
Oh, yeah. I mean, one of the courses I run, I'm involved in three courses, or the running of or managing of three courses, is a poetry group. It's not a big group. They're about 12, 13 people down for it. They don't always turn up at the same time. So we invariably have about 9 or 10 people there. And we simply read poetry, but someone comes along, a poet is selected or a group of poems are selected, and we read them.
Yep.
And what happens, I think,
can I just ask, when you read them, like, do you critique them, or is it just a case you read them to the group?
We start off with reading to the group, and then critiquing or responding to, what does it remind you of? What do you like about it?
Yep.
Does it chime with you in some way or another?
Yep.
And what comes out of that is a discussion about experiences of life. We're reading Cathy James, she's a Scottish poet, and one of the members of the group was sitting there saying, I remember when I was in Scotland, and I can picture that. And we started talking, and she started talking about the experience of being in Scotland and what it was like and so on.
Yep.
And that led to somebody else talking about sort of some of their travels and what have you. So it became sort of people feel quite safe to talk about things that they may not otherwise talk about. And I think one of the things which has struck me is about the quality of thinking that exists in so many of our members. And, you know, we've even, as I was just saying to you before, discovered we've got two or three closet poetry writers in the group, and Ethne and myself. There is a poets group that meet the first Monday, the second Sunday of the month at the Hillsville Hotel.
Right.
And they are by and large all poetry writers, you know, they wouldn't pretend to be experts. But what these people do, and the couple that we've got in this particular group, they would be the most humble people about what they say. They don't even think what they write is good, but one member read out his poem the other day, and he just had everybody spellbound.
Yeah.
And it's just opening up another world. There are lots of courses that we run like that, I think, which in their own way provide opportunities for people to sort of just sit down and reflect and talk and remember and associate and think challengingly.
And if they, we want to talk about some of those courses too.
Yeah, so one of those, it's actually a really nice segue, is a course called Tall Tales and True. It's writing vignettes about memorable moments in your life, and that's led by Di Anderson. And the blurb says, it's a style of writing that's concise, descriptive, unstructured, and it's about having fun. Just, sort of quick snapshots of your life, where, again, as John's described, you'd have a great conversation, you get a chance to write, share ideas, get something down, and in the booklet it says laughter and a cuppa guaranteed. So again, it's a lovely social, you know, that's the social context.
Yep.
So that's in term two, and it runs weekly. So if people are listening and thinking, oh, okay, so, you know, there's this, you know, some other courses I haven't heard about, so, you know, as much as others, you know, I'd really encourage people to go online onto our website because all of our courses are there, and the Poets Corner and Tale Tools and Drew are available now, so people can, you know, sign up for them and try something.
Let's tell the audience then about a few of the, I mean, we've talked about the extravaganza and the dance in that, but and the ukuleles. Let's talk about a few of the courses that we probably haven't spoken.
Can I just stand there for 1 second? I think one of the things, we all have a story to tell.
I agree.
And what this does is, but people tend to downplay their stories.
Yep.
No one'd be interested in that. No one would have anything, you know, and how would I put it together anyway? We all have a story to tell, and these people are not necessarily quality writers, but they're being encouraged to write about whatever it is that they're doing and just have a bit of fun with the writing. Di Anderson was one of the women, one of the people we interviewed at our Friday at 5, is one of the original members of U3A, and she is as quick and as witty and as sharp as a tack. She is a great lady.
Such good fun. And there's another one called Human Behaviour and Society. So that's taking things, you know, to another kind of discussion area.
What sort of behaviour are we talking there?
Just how we are as, you know, groups of people working together, you know, in communities, in society. Yep. And so it says here in the booklet, it's a monthly get-together for a friendly and lively discussion. Each month we look at dimensions of what it means to be human through the combined lenses of philosophy, psychology and sociology. Discussion broadly involves fundamental questions about our existence and ethics and you know, the social context of human behaviour. So if you like conversation, if you like, you know, tapping the big questions, yeah, exactly, be deep and be interesting and, you know, and I'm no doubt would just be really friendly and a great place to, you know, ask some of the bigger questions.
Yeah. I mean, I belong to that group and what Ethno says is exactly right. It prompts the most extraordinary conversations, people start talking about
what that means. How do you mean that, John? I'm not sure on the concept that Ethno's talking about. So you're part of it.
They occur once a month, and I belong to the group. Yes.
Yeah. So what comes out of that?
I think people explore ideas and reflect on things that matter to them. It's a combination of as the handbook says, a combination of psychology, philosophy, sociology, anything to do with human behaviour.
I struggle to what that all means put together in the term of what you're saying.
The topic could be something to do with religion or God, does God exist, or whatever it might be.
Yep.
I mean, I'm just making that up because that's not one of the topics we've talked about. And what happens is that a paper is prepared by the leader of the group, Sid Allen. Yep. He prepares it a week in advance, and people are encouraged to read it.
Yep.
But it's just designed to stimulate thinking.
So you're talking about experiences in your life or what you think about it?
Both. Right. One invariably leads to the other.
Right.
People start talking about the bit, you know, bigger ideas, and then it invariably comes down to something that they've experienced or something which matters to them.
Yep. No, it's just that it seemed a big subject. I just wasn't sure how you pull it all together.
Oh, look, the topics are individual. I mean, there's no rhythm or rhyme from week to week to week to week. And some topics don't necessarily suit everybody, but nevertheless, I'm just trying to think of a topic like sort of freedom in society or, how free is free? How free are we? All those sorts of things, and then there'll be some sort of philosophical dimension to that. You can talk about Adam Smith or people who've written, philosophers who've written about freedom, but then that is applied to the world around you, but also personal experience. Well, you know.
We've got only about 3 minutes to go, and I'm keen to cover just briefly some of the other topics that we haven't touched on, or courses that we haven't touched on, please.
Well, I think just to keep the theme going, Alan, I think we've had a nice little weave through here, you know, thinking, reading, discussing. So we also have a Friday book group, and that group reads a variety of books so that they have a set of books that they receive each month through the library. So, again, that's a fantastic connection with the library. They pay $36 a year to cover the library's fee for the service. And the discussions, they say here in the booklet, are interesting and lively. So you could imagine that, you know, it'd just be a fantastic book group discussion.
Yep.
You read interesting material, you come together and just have a really fantastic time. So for many people, they love the idea of, you know, being part of a monthly book group. But may not find a group to belong to. So, you know, by becoming a member of U3A, that's ready access to a book group.
And there's another course called Draw Your Life. This course is for people who can't draw.
That's me. That's me, for a start off.
It's a simple way of using cartoon shorthand techniques and stickers to represent your life story. Starting with signs and moving into comic strip narrative, it can be a simple experience or a complicated and complex story using symbols to tell your story. It's your life to tell. So the skill is taught, and the discussion is had, and then you just use stick figures or diagrams or drawing to actually reflect your life. Another way of exploring your ideas.
Which is wonderful, and all of this really depends on our course leaders. So we're so fortunate to have people who volunteer their time, their interest and their skills to make this available to people.
And you're probably always looking for somebody who has an idea that they might be able to bring to you too.
Absolutely, always, always. And U3A Hillsville is, I think, really eclectic, and that's a positive, it's a strength. Some of the larger U3As tend to be a little bit more academic. But for us here in Hillsville, there's a fantastic mix of topics like, or, you know, groups like Roman history. So if you want something a bit more academic, it's there. As you've touched on, we've got all the physical fitness, but then these beautiful other courses as well.
The hour's gone extremely quickly. We've only got about 30 seconds to go. The Ageing Well, let's give that another quick plug before we go.
Thank you so much. So that event is called the Preparing to Age Well Expo. That will be on Saturday the 25th of July at the Hillsville Senior Citizens Club. And we'll certainly make sure that we get that information out to the community. But anyone who has early interest in that is welcome to call our generic phone number, which is 0490 917 975.
That's give us managed. Again, please.
Okay, so our phone number again is 0490 917 975. That's managed by our secretary, who also manages our email, which is info@hillsvilleu3a.org.au.
I've got to go. Thank you for your time. Look forward to talking to you later in the year.
Thank you very much.
I hope it's a terrific
good fun.
Your 20th year.
Thank you.
Thank you.